These are stories from folks here in the Bay Area who spent some time in the National StoryCorps listening booth when it was in St. Petersburg earlier this year. One of those folks was 94-year-old Ruth Parrish, who has quite a few stories to tell. She joined her daughter Paula in the StoryCorps booth to talk about life, lipstick, and how to be happy.
Now, I remember one time I asked you, what was the difference between what you knew at age 70 and what you knew at age 80? And you told me that what you learned between those 10 years was to stay out of your children's lives.
That's true.
Yes. So what did you learn between age 80 and now age 93 that you think would be useful information?
Same thing.
The same thing. So has that been difficult for you to stay out of your children's lives?
Oh, you're going to have opinions about them.
Oh,
that's for sure.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Especially when they get married and you don't want to interfere in either one of the husband or the wife.
Yeah.
So you have to learn to keep your mouth shut.
Now, I know that you like your lipstick and you don't go anywhere without your lipstick.
Yeah.
So how did you get to pick the signature lipstick that you use, your red lipstick?
Oh, that was a gift.
Uh-huh.
A gift of three, and this was the one that I thought did more for me.
Did more for you, and you've been wearing lipstick ever since.
Yeah.
You don't go anywhere without your lipstick, right?
Never, yeah.
I think we've even driven back sometimes to get your lipstick if you forgot it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you like about lipstick?
I feel more dressed. It's the way it is.
Right.
Without lipstick, I don't feel dressed.
Right. But Daddy didn't like the lipstick.
No.
But you did your own thing.
I did.
Probably a good thing. Part of why I wanted to do this was to kind of capture a moment in time, you know, together. Because, you know, we've been through a lot together. We lost Daddy, and then I lost my husband. And, you know, I come over and visit with you every day, and we talk about different things. What are things that you want me to know, you know, when we're not able to have coffee together anymore?
I want you to be careful, and you could go where you think you'd be happiest, and I would want that for you, whatever would make you happy, even though I didn't like it.
Even though you didn't like it. Okay. So, if you had to do anything over again in your life, would there be anything that you'd want to do over?
No, not at all.
No? So are you pretty happy, you think?
Yeah, happy as you could be in my shoes.
What's the best thing about being 93?
There isn't anything nice about being
93. There's nothing nice?
Not the best thing about being 93.
Yeah.
Is that you hope you'll be alive when you're 94.
Yeah. That sounds like a plan.
I'd be quite content to live to be 100.
But that'd be good. I'd like that too.
But we'll just take what we get and put a smile in your face.
That's right. I love you, Mama.
I love you too, sweetheart.
That is Paula Parrish and her mom, Ruth. Still take the time to visit over coffee in St. Petersburg. This afternoon's story was produced by Joselise Ramos. You can hear our growing number of stories at WUSF.org/StoryCorps and listen for stories from across the nation on StoryCorps every Friday morning in Morning Edition.